Test 10, Section 2. Listen to three longer conversations. For questions 10 to 15, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. Life in the country.
How do you like it here in the village, Alice? Do you miss your life in London?
I miss going to the cinema or the theatre, but I love that I don't have to get in the car and drive to the nearest store.
And life is cheaper, and the pace of life is slower, and nothing can beat the peace and quiet and the clean air.
And it feels great that when I come out of my house, I can greet my next door neighbour. When I lived in London, I hardly knew anybody in my building.
The other side of the coin is that country folk tend to be very curious of any newcomer and may start gossiping. And when someone comes along who doesn't fit into the group, they can be anything but friendly. How do you like it here in the village, Alice? Do you miss your life in London?
I miss going to the cinema or the theatre. But I love that I don't have to get in the car and drive to the nearest store.
And life is cheaper, and the pace of life is slower, and nothing can beat the peace and quiet and the clean air.
And it feels great that when I come out of my house, I can greet my next door neighbour. When I lived in London, I hardly knew anybody in my building.
The other side of the coin is that country folk tend to be very curious of any newcomer and may start gossiping. And when someone comes along who doesn't fit into the group, they can be anything but friendly.
Holding a party.
Good morning. You have reached Party Animal. What can I do for you?
Hello. I'm interested in holding a party on March 9th. Is your place available?
Let me see. Yes, there is availability.
Great. I'd like some information about services and prices. It's a dinner party for 50 guests.
We can offer a four-course meal plus dessert at £20 per head. If you're interested in adding vegetarian dishes, they come at an extra cost of £5 per head.
No vegetarian dishes necessary. What entertainment services are there?
There's a disc jockey service for £100, only you have to let me know well in advance. You see, the equipment must be rented.
When can I come round and look at your range of dishes?
Good morning. You have reached Party Animal. What can I do for you?
Hello. I'm interested in holding a party on March 9th. Is your place available?
Let me see. Yes, there is availability.
Great. I'd like some information about services and prices. It's a dinner party for 50 guests.
We can offer a four-course meal plus dessert at £20 per head. If you're interested in adding vegetarian dishes, they come at an extra cost of £5 per head.
No vegetarian dishes necessary. What entertainment services are there?
There's a disc jockey service for £100, only you have to let me know well in advance. You see, the equipment must be rented.
When can I come round and look at your range of dishes?
A wonderful book.
I've just finished Tia Hamilton's Lost Paradise. Amazing book. You should read it, Scott.
What is it about, Phoebe? Not a romance novel, I hope. You know I'm not into those.
Nothing like that. It's the story of an immigrant in the USA at the beginning of the 20th century and his quest for a better life. Very touching and true to life. And Hamilton has got a unique writing style.
I hope this one's better than her first novel, Dark Secrets. I didn't like that one so much. There were all kinds of characters coming in, too many names to remember. In the end, it was impossible to follow what was going on, so I gave up.
Personally, I like Dark Secrets a lot.
Anyway, can you lend me the book? Now that the project I was working on is over, I've got some time on my hands for some reading.
I've just finished Tia Hamilton's Lost Paradise. Amazing book. You should read it, Scott.
What is it about, Phoebe? Not a romance novel, I hope. You know I'm not into those.
Nothing like that. It's the story of an immigrant in the USA at the beginning of the 20th century and his quest for a better life. Very touching and true to life. And Hamilton has got a unique writing style.
I hope this one's better than her first novel, Dark Secrets. I didn't like that one so much. There were all kinds of characters coming in, too many names to remember. In the end, it was impossible to follow what was going on, so I gave up.
Personally, I like Dark Secrets a lot.
Anyway, can you lend me the book? Now that the project I was working on is over, I've got some time on my hands for some reading.